Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome. It is a Thursday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. I'm Dan Bach, here to help you navigate this Thursday evening slate in Daily Fantasy Baseball. Huge thanks to our friends over at Fantasy Draft for coming through, sponsoring this show. Make sure you check them out. They've got NFL preseason games in the lobby for tonight. So if you're excited about NFL like I am, well, guess what? You can play it over at Fantasy Draft. They've got rake-free head-to-head games you can post. Remember, you can block certain players that you don't want to play. And they've been very forward-thinking company when it comes to, the industry and certainly expert players versus new players. Ton of different levels of games, beginner, intermediate. So check them out. Great supporter and somebody who I think has a bright future in DFS. Excited to see how their NFL product comes together, but give it a try here tonight. Think you'll enjoy it. Today, though, we're going to look at baseball here on the podcast. I am very much interested to get into this slate. Last night was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I didn't play a lot. Go figure. You know, the night I nail a kind of crapper pitcher and Luke Weaver, you know, call the Angels. I didn't decide to play crazy. So the few lineups I made did well. But tonight, we're going to get back at it again and see if we can't figure this slate out for you. One thing I did tweet out yesterday, I got some interesting responses, was wonder what scoring or roster structure DraftKings, and I guess you could put for FanDuel as well for their mix-up series, but what are they going to do differently from their standard game to their arcade mode game? And got some interesting replies there. I'm very curious to see what they decide to roll with on this front, because they obviously have moved towards a larger kind of bonus type system. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see something for like length of touchdowns. Potentially, I could see them having obviously a lot more flex positions. Some people suggested multiple quarterbacks. That's almost a guaranteed no-go. They want to run those arcade mode games with the smaller kind of two-game slate, so there's no way they're going to make you have to roster two quarterbacks on that. But I'm very interested to see what happens. No, they're not going to add kickers. And I think it's safe to say, too, you know, FanDuel looks like they're committed to kickers again for another year, which is awfully unfortunate. But at least I'm guessing that the FanDuel kind of NFL mix-up will not have kickers. That should be a lock and load for us. So that's something that I'd like to see. And I'd also like to see, and I know scoring is coming out, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, I really think team defensive touchdowns need to be cut in half. I just think they're worth way too much, and they're way too unpredictable of a stat. And that's something that I don't like rewarding unpredictability. And whether or not somebody returns an interception or recovers a fumble and brings it back for a touchdown is something you cannot predict. Can you predict that the teams are going to have turnovers? Yeah, like if a team is a good defensive squad and they generate a lot of turnovers, that is absolutely a kind of predictable stat. But what they do from that is not. And I feel like we've always rewarded that way too high in DFS. So for me, I don't mind team defense. I don't think it's something that we got to get rid of. But please, like, let's cut those points in half. Same with like kicker points for FanDuel. If you're going to have kickers, let's just lessen their value. That's basically my take on those things. So I don't think it's too late to, change up some of those rules for NFL just because you have preseason games out. Again, the preseason games are very, very different than you get from the regular season games. And speaking of preseason, again, for sale, Seth Yates preseason package, $20 for the entire preseason. I think it's like $6 a week. I mean, literally $20 for the entire season is a steal, boys and girls. So make sure you get into that. If you're going to play any preseason, he's going to do a lot of the work, heavy lifting for you. Got to build your own lineups, but he's going to let you know the grouping of players that's probably going to see the most playing time. So check that package out for next to nothing. Like, that's lunch, basically, right? Maybe an expensive lunch, but it's lunch. So check that out in the marketplace on RotoGrinders. Okay, let's get to baseball here for tonight. And interesting little slate here tonight. I think it's like 10 games or so. So pretty good for a Wednesday or for a Thursday. A lot of times we're kind of stuck with those crappy little, you know, four-game slates, but not the case tonight. So looking at starting pitching today, I think your top target's going to be Alex Wood. Vegas is very much in favor of him today at minus 243 and an implied run total for the Braves at right around three runs here tonight. And you've got Corey Kluber on this slate, and, you know, here's a perfect example of, like, Vegas. I can't remember the last Kluber start at home, nonetheless, where he's just a minus 131 favorite. I, you know, again, in my head, I probably would have placed that probably at about 170 today. And I get it. The Yankees are really good versus right-handed pitching. I think they're second in WOBA and WRC+. So they hit righties really well. But Kluber is an elite arm. And that was a little bit of a surprise to kind of see that number come in where it was. Not that it can't change throughout the day. And then Alex Wood, you know, on the road, this is a ballpark downgrade for him. His previous start versus the Atlanta Braves, it didn't go well at all. That was one of his worst starts of the season. Had negative 2 points, only got four innings in, gave up seven earned runs. So, you know, you put all those things together, I probably would have put this one at maybe minus, you know, against Sean Newcomb, maybe like minus 190, maybe minus 200, but not minus 243. So, you know, I'm way off the early Vegas lines here today on these two games. But last night was a perfect example. I talked about it with, like, JC Ramirez. Like, man, that just stood out like a sore thumb sometimes. And these two lines kind of standing out. So for me, if I'm picking a top pitcher tonight, especially when you factor in price, I think, you know, on DraftKings, Kluber's a little bit cheaper, actually, than Wood is, but on FanDuel, Wood is significantly cheaper than Corey Kluber is. So I think, you know, maybe that's how you hedge a little bit, but Wood on your single pitcher site tonight, valuing the win a little bit more, it's tough not to go there. On DK, when you got Kluber for a little bit cheaper, I get it. I think you can play either of these two guys. I'm probably still going to give the edge to Alex Wood at the moment, but I don't think you're playing both of these guys together. I think you have to find another cheaper arm because there are some bats that we want to certainly get into our lineup. Other, you know, looking at the other matchups here today, Boyd versus Tillman. I think that Tillman here today is going to be in for a load of hurt against the Tigers potentially. And, you know, Boyd is not a very good pitcher in his own right, but 10.5, I think that's the highest number we have on this slate today for offenses. But I don't think, you know, we have to just stack up those offenses and go there. I think there's some other spots. Rick Porcello is kind of interesting here tonight because he's a super strong favorite tonight. And you look at this lineup for the White Sox, and there's a lot of strikeouts to be had for him. You know, 8,100 on FanDuel today. Kind of interesting, I suppose. Let me bring up his DraftKings salary here real quick in this late slate. Because I think, let's see, he is 97 on DraftKings. I mean, I think there's other arms that I'm a little bit more interested in today than him at that price. You know, you look at the DraftKings points, 13-22, 17-27, you know, 10-12-22. I mean, he's 4-14 on the year. I mean, he just hasn't pitched particularly well, but should be able to eat innings and should be able to get run support. He's not the worst option on the board. I get him for tournaments. I don't know if I'm quite going there in cash games today. The arms that I'm, you know, on the lower tier that I'm looking at a little bit here, I think Colin McHugh against Tampa, a little bit interesting here. You know, his previous start had 7 strikeouts in 6 innings, 1 earned run. That was on the road against Detroit. I think, you know, if he gives us 22 DraftKings points again at 7,500, we're very interested in that. Tampa, pretty good offense. You know, hit the ball pretty well against Dallas Keuchel yesterday. He's not the typical favorite you'd expect to see from an Astros lineup at home, but he's not, you know, -151's fair. Like, that's not like he's coming in at like -120 here today. So I think that's about right. And I think McHugh for the salary on fantasy draft and DraftKings, I can get behind him a little bit. Trevor Cahill, pretty tough against lefties, and you got a handful of those in this lineup here against Seattle. You know, last 2 starts has been just god-awful, but he's only 6,200. So you could pay up for a few bats potentially there. But I think McHugh, I'm a little bit more interested in that matchup. Phillies and Angels, I mean, Parker Bridwell, we saw J.C. Ramirez pitch pretty well yesterday. I think Ramirez is a little bit better pitcher than Bridwell is, but he went for 24 fantasy points on the road at Toronto his last start and has gone 7 innings in back-to-back starts there. So I'm okay with him today at 8,300 on DraftKings, probably a little bit too pricey for my liking. I think I prefer McHugh for a little bit cheaper. But, again, implied run total under 4 for Phillies. They looked lost at the plate yesterday. No runs in that matchup. But, again, just to give you an idea, yesterday we had Ramirez at, like, -200. Today we get Bridwell at, like, -155. Now, to be fair, Phillies pitcher yesterday was a little bit worse than Jared Eichhoff is today. And I think that might be baked into that line a good bit here tonight. But it's not like Eichhoff is, like, shut down. I mean, he's good, but he's not, you know, he's not Aaron Nola by any measure. So that's kind of what I'm looking at today at pitching. So top guy for me is going to be Alex Wood. I suppose you could do Wood and Kluber today, but I'm going to be paying up for some bats. So I don't see that to be my path tonight with bats. All right, let's go and talk about those bats. Who are we looking to roster today? You know, I think I'm looking to punt this catcher position here tonight, and I think Martin Maldonado could be an answer for us on DK and fantasy draft tonight at just 2,300. So I like him today as just a mega, mega cheap punt for us. Francisco Cervelli against Salvatore Romano. I mean, I'm not a big Cervelli guy. But Romano is a guy you can pick on a little bit. Another one who's just too cheap at 2,300. So I think he is in play for us today. On the opposite side of things, you've got Mesoraco. If he is in the lineup versus Chad Kuhl at just 2.5. So you get some pretty good value in those guys. You know, the pay-ups, Evan Gattis against Blake Snell. I get that one. Wellington Castillo against Matt Boyd. I mean, Castillo at 4.3. That's a big, big number on him. But Boyd, I mean, I think I'm playing him on FanDuel today, maybe at 3,100. But you've got let's count it out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hits in 10 of his last 11 games for Castillo. So in a game that's got the highest run total on the board, he's a interesting option. He'll be really low owned on DraftKings tonight because I don't think people will want to go up and pay that number on him. So yeah, there you go. That's where I'm looking at catcher. Let's move on to first base here tonight. And, you know, we got to be careful on that weather in Minnesota, by the way. It looks like it's going to be pretty rainy there. Mike Napoli, I like the price tag on him at 3.2. On DK, you got some nice 3K options here. A guy like Gurriel against Blake Snell is in play. Hanley Ramirez today against Miguel Gonzalez. I mean, the Red Sox are my favorite stack of the night, and I think they're going to be very popular across the industry today. But he's a guy that I have a lot of interest in on FanDuel at 2,900, and on DraftKings we're getting him at 35. So that's way too cheap here in this matchup. And Miguel Gonzalez, he could be in for a world of hurt. And I typically, and I've said it before, I don't like stacking up Boston because there's just not a lot of power. But I might make a rare exception against Miguel Gonzalez here tonight. A few other first basemen to consider for us tonight. You could go back to Luis Valbuena here today. 2.7K on DraftKings, so the price really plummeted on him from yesterday to today. I think he's third base eligible as well over on DK. Joey Votto versus Chad Kuhl. Again, Kuhl really struggles versus lefties. And you got Votto sitting there with a 413 weighted OBA and 249 ISO versus righties this season. So everything matches up in that one today. The price is up there. I think you can get a 5K guy in. Can you get multiple 5K guys in? I don't know. I think I like Hanley for the savings, but I definitely can understand trying to get some Joey Votto exposure in your lineup tonight. All right, let's move on to second base here tonight. And, you know, if Brian Dozier is in the lineup today and this game goes, he's going to be a really tough kind of pass at second base on both FanDuel and DraftKings. I think he's got a pretty fair price, 42 on DK? It's not free by any extreme. And on FanDuel, you're looking 3,300, just way too cheap. But against this matchup, looks like AJ Griffin today, I'm a big fan of his tonight. So I love him. He's a guy I'm looking to get in my lineups. Logan Forsyth, just too cheap on both sites, 2,900 on DraftKings, or on FanDuel, 31 on DraftKings, and we like him versus lefties. The numbers pretty extreme, 316 average, 403 WOBA, 176 ISO. He is definitely the handedness of pitcher you want on the mound, and again, Dodgers expected to score some runs here against Sean Newcomb, so I think Forsyth, great cash game play for you, especially if it looks like that Minnesota game might not be one that's in the cards for us. I'm probably off of Cano. I know he's been hot the last couple of days, but I'm probably not looking to go there. Rougned Odor hitting the daylights out of the ball, but you're just paying a really big price tag on him. And then obviously Jose Altuve versus a lefty. I just don't know if I want to play 5-5 on him tonight, so I'm probably off of that play here today. Okay, going on to third base, and I talked about Luis Valbuena. He is a cheap option on FanDuel tonight as well, 2,500 over there. Manny Machado at 3,800. And then I think Miguel Sano is the guy that really is popping on a bunch of models that I'm looking at this morning. 4,100 on DraftKings. You know, he's 500 cheaper than Machado, but I like those guys. And by the way, I did ignore Detroit bats so far, and I do like Detroit a good bit. I mean, Kinsler at second, Cabrera at first. They're just a little bit more expensive than you've come to expect, but I like those guys a good bit tonight. I think Machado today at third and Sano are really my kind of top two, you know, pay-ups at this position. If you want value tonight, you can get Caleb Cowart at just 2K over there on DraftKings, 2K crapper, and again, incredibly small sample size. You can't really look back into it this year. Let me see if we've got 2 years of data on him, though. Let's see. Yeah, last 2 years, 265 WOBA, 145 ISO. That's not great versus righties, but he's 2K. So in the off chance that you want to roster Wood and Kluber together, well, there's an easy path to it with Caleb Cowart that's going to give you some better bats as well. I think Matt Chapman's kind of intriguing too, 2-4 on DK. Tyson Block's a guy who's pretty solid in terms of just like not getting blown up, but he doesn't really strike guys out, so pitches to a lot of contact. Chapman could take advantage of that one at just 2-4 today. Again, you get Forsyth on DraftKings at third base eligible, so he is going to be an interesting option there. Talked about Valbuena, talked about Sano. I think we covered the bases there at third. Okay, moving on to shortstop here tonight and the dreaded shortstop position. And I think Xander Bogaerts today against Miguel Gonzalez is a route for me. Just too cheap on DraftKings at 3,600. Kind of gives you a piece of that Red Sox game. And maybe his bat's starting to wake up just a little bit. Hits now in four consecutive games. Nothing great. He had a double yesterday, but you know, still no RBI, just a couple of runs scored. So I just feel like the price tag is too cheap on him in a great hitting environment out there in Fenway tonight. against Miguel Gonzalez. Marcus Semien continues to rip the baseball. He gets block again, and just solid numbers versus lefties, and 3,400 on FanDuel. DraftKings, we're looking at 37, but he's been kind of a go-to option at shortstop, which hasn't been a fun position to roster here lately. Enrique Hernandez, potentially. I don't think I can play him at 4,600 there on DraftKings. You're going to get, like, ridiculous low ownership on him tonight, though. So if you're playing the ownership game, you can throw him in there. FanDuel, though, I think he'll be in the lineup, and he's only 2,100 as an outfielder. Depends where you're playing at, but you can get him at shortstop on DraftKings at probably 1% against a lefty. You kind of like that. That's probably all I'm really looking at today. Tim Anderson potentially against Porcello could be in play at just 2.5 if he's leading off. That's a really cheap price tag in that matchup. Porcello just gives up a bunch of hard contact, and Anderson can do some damage on the base paths. Okay, let's get to the outfield. And again, I love Benintendi. I love Betts today. I think that stack is one of my favorites. So I'm going to have those guys. I called the Trout homer yesterday, and I'm not going to call a home run tonight as well, but really like him at under 5 on DraftKings. And you can get Cole Calhoun against Eichhoff as well, who struggled against lefties. And he is 2.7K, so just too cheap. So a lot of cheap bats, it feels like, on DraftKings today. Some days they have sharper salaries. Today might not be one of those things. I might have been wrong on that one. Looks like I'm seeing Trout here at 5.5, so he is over 5K over on DraftKings. But still, we should be able to get him into our lineup. Benintendi, though, way too cheap at 3.6. Man, I hate stacking up Boston, but I think I'm going to do it tonight. I think they're going to score a mess of runs, so I like him a good bit here today. Let's see, a few other bats for us to consider. Starling Marte leading off again. Salvador Romano, questionable, you know, major league stuff here today. Marte at 3K leading off, not a bad little option to turn over that lineup potentially. We've got Melky Cabrera on FanDuel as well, 2.8K. I don't have a lot of Royals exposure here against Yovani Gallardo, but he's one guy I can probably get behind a little bit. And then, yeah, Rajay Davis as well. I mean, he's a name that you play him versus lefties. The ballpark is not great, but, you know, just the track record is there for him. I think last matchup versus a lefty, 29 FanDuel points against Minnesota. So a guy who... you know, definitely came to play that day, and I had him and did really well, but kind of gets streaky if you look through these game logs. But versus lefty who pitches to some contact, fair price tag there on DK at 3,400. FanDuel, you get him at 29. So favorite stacks of the day going to be Boston for me. From top to bottom, I really like them. I think go either side with Detroit or Baltimore. The lefties for Cincinnati are kind of interesting, but man, that implied run line feels pretty low at 4 against Chad Kuhl. Feels like it should be much higher. I'm kind of off of Yankees, Indians altogether. Dodgers, somewhat intriguing against Sean Newcomb today, but we'll see what that lineup looks like. And yeah, I think that's where I'm going today. So interesting little slate for us, but that's going to do it. Thanks so much for giving us a listen, download. Please leave us a review over on iTunes if you haven't done so already. And be sure to check us out on Grinders Live all day today, including tonight, Best Ball Live. It's one of the fun shows that we do. You know, we get really serious breaking down stuff sometimes for you. But if you want to sit back and get ready for your NFL season and, you know, crack open some beers with these guys and draft some best ball, it's a really good time. So please check that out here tonight. That gets rolling around 9:15-ish. But I'm out of here. Thanks so much for listening and joining us here on the show. And we'll be back on this Friday, getting set for the big Friday night slate in Daily Fantasy. Till then, good luck in the games. We will see you.